Christians. I'm sorry, it's true. The human, some of you will be happy to hear, has the largest, thickest penis of any primate. Now, this evidence goes way beyond anatomy. It goes into anthropology as well. Historical records are full of accounts of people around the world who have sexual practices that should be impossible given what we have assumed about human sexual evolution. These women are the Moswo from southwestern China. In their society, everyone, men and women, are completely sexually autonomous. There's no shame associated with sexual behavior. Women have hundreds of partners, doesn't matter, nobody cares, nobody gossips, it's not an issue. When the woman becomes pregnant, the child is cared for by her, her sisters, and her brothers. The biological father is a non-issue. On the other side of the planet, in the Amazon, we've got many tribes which practice what anthropologists call partible paternity. These people actually believe, and they have no contact among them, no common language or anything, so it's not an idea that's spread, it's an idea that's arisen around the world. They believe that a fetus is literally made of accumulated semen. So a woman who wants to have a child who's smart and funny and strong makes sure she has lots of sex with the smart guy, the funny guy, and the strong guy to get the essence of each of these men into the baby, and then when the child is born, these different men will come forward and acknowledge their paternity of the child. So paternity is actually sort of a team endeavor in this society, right? So there are all sorts of examples like this that we go through in the book. Now, why does this matter? Edwin Wilson says we need to understand that human sexuality is first a bonding device and only secondarily procreation. I think that's true. This matters because our evolved sexuality is in direct conflict with many aspects of the modern world. The contradictions between what we're told we should feel and what we actually do feel generates a huge amount of unnecessary suffering. My hope is that a more accurate, updated understanding of human sexuality will lead us to have greater tolerance for ourselves, for each other, greater respect for unconventional relationship configurations like same-sex marriage or polyamorous unions, and that we'll finally put to rest the idea that men have some innate instinctive right to monitor and control women's sexual behavior. Thank you. And we'll see that it's not only gay people that have to come out of the closet. We all have closets we have to come out of, right? And when we do come out of those closets, we'll recognize that our fight is not with each other. Our fight is with an outdated Victorian sense of human sexuality that conflates desire with property rights, generates shame and confusion in place of understanding and empathy.